long will your journey take?
The journey from Spitsbergen to the North Pole at an average speed of 16 miles per hour, calculated on the speed which can be obtained from the average wind velocity at a height of 800 feet, should result in a journey of about 43 hours.
How will you get back?
We'll catch a train. Or we'll walk. I should say, we don't intend to stop there, but we'll be continuing over the pole to the Bering Straits, a total distance of 2,200 miles, which we shall complete in approximately 6 days.
The Stranded Eagle by Michael Butt, based on a documentary account by Peter Ford and Michael Howell. Do you know what André wrote at the front of his journal, Dr. Dryde?
What?
That which reason is against, God, we may be sure, is still more against. You know where he got that?
Where?
Martin Luther.
Was he religious, then?
No, he believed in technology and progress. He thought that mankind could solve its own problems by the exploitation of natural laws. I'm making him sound naive, but 50 years ago, most educated people believed that.
We still lack our technology, Mr. Stubbendorf.
Yes, but we don't believe in it. Here we are, halfway through the century, and what do we understand? Less and less. You're a scientist, but what do you know?
Not much. I'm a parasitologist.
That's right. Everyone's a specialist. And as for the layman, my understanding of how television works is about the same as Stone Age man's. I'm just a user, like everybody else. But André, he lived before all that. He believed everyone would benefit from knowing the world is governed by law.
He also lived before the atom bomb.
Yes.
Before the death camps.
Can you imagine that much innocence? He thought nature was a book that science would open and read for the benefit of mankind.
You think that's why he became an explorer, do you?
Yeah, partly. But the appeal of taking a hydrogen balloon over the North Pole, of being the first...
He wanted that.
Oh, yes. He wanted that.
It's good of you to see me.
Your letter said you had a theory about what happened to the expedition.
Yes.
You don't feel ready to discuss it.
I wanted to talk to you first.
Why?
Why? Because you're an authority. Because you're the curator of the André Museum. You're the one who found them.
I wasn't the first. A ship called the Bratvag radioed the news. I was a young journalist. I went.
You wanted the story.
My God, it was the story. The 26th of August, 1932. We'd seen the wires, the headlines in Stockholm. André's camp had been found on White Island.
So off you went.
With £30 in my pocket, I caught the train north.
It sounds like André had inspired you.
Dr. Tried, listen. We seek glory. We expect ignominy. Isn't that it? But André said, we may act on our largest hopes. That was his message.
So what went wrong?
Yes, levity and hydrogen gas will keep us in the air. And I'm certain that by means of this balloon, we have a greater chance of reaching the pole than by any other means yet attempted. And if I may end on a serious note, who is better qualified to make such an attempt than we Swedes? Yeah. It lies in our neighborhood, and we are trained by nature to endure its climate. Are we not called upon before other nations as most fitted to execute this great task? I say that we are.
Oh, well done, André. I think you convinced them.
Was I,
Frankel, you should have heard it.
Oh, what did he say?
You missed something?
Ah, I've heard it before. Was it the usual?
Please.
Ah, it's genius.
Where do you think our money came from? Mind that. Mind that case. It's vintage port.
Oh, where should I put it?
Well, I don't know. Something I say.
André describes the expedition, and you know, for a moment, I'm almost glad to be going on.
But don't come, then.
What?
Don't come.
He's got you, Strindberg.
Am I such a creep?
He's got you.
Yeah, what? All I...
I what?
Please, gentlemen.
When are we going?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Tomorrow. Or the next day.
Look at the balloon. It's restless. It's itching to go.
When the wind turns round to the south, then we're ready.
Our eyes will turn green.
What?
From the perpetual daylight. It's a phenomenon. I read about it.
Ah.
You can't read, can you?
I know what it's
talking about. Of course I can.
Since when?
It was some years ago.
Did you know about this reading, Andre?
It was an experiment I took part in. Is that the one, Frankel?
Yes, I saw your name.
What's this?
When I was younger. I'm slightly embarrassed, actually. Thank you for bringing it up.
I read you were in a hut.
Yeah, I think you misread the result.
Tell me, it's sounding interesting.
I was working with these people. Oh, you tell them.
It had been observed.
Oh, my God.
Wait! It had been observed that men's eyes.
Michael.
Not women's.
Will you shut up? That men's eyes turn green after they.
Not their eyes.
What?
Their skin.
Ah!
The skin?
Yes, not their eyes.
Different organs, E. Frankel.
Have you ever had a broken nose, Strindberg?
No.
The point is...
Yes?
This happens after some long exposure to polar darkness. Yes?
The interesting question is, surely, was this phenomenon actually occurring, or was it
colour blindness on the part of the observers?
How did you know?
This, Frankel, is in my head. So, what did you do?
I volunteered to remain alone in a darkened hut for 1 month.
Good grief. That explains so much.
What?
Nothing. Your green face.
Frankel.
Yes?
You may break his nose now.
So, you're saying they got on? The three of them. They got on well.
Oh, yes. A friendship forged in fire.
Could I?
If they're caught, if the lines are caught...
Could
I? I think he's right.
But I wonder...
Ryan, listen.
If I could...
No, you aren't.
Look, what are we saying here, exactly?
Exactly. Well, we're saying that the drag lines,
yes,
which you have designed,
yes,
might get caught. All we're saying, Andre...
Well, Frankel isn't saying anything, but go on.
So they might get snagged on something. Don't you think there's a chance?
No.
A small chance?
Well, anything is possible.
There.
I'm trying to appreciate your anxiety.
It isn't anxiety.
I can understand that.
I see.
It will make you feel more secure.
No.
Okay. You wish to insert whatever it is.
A release mechanism.
Fine, if it makes you happy.
Christ, Andre!
Well, what? Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Frankel?
They could get caught. Then we'd be stuck.
Have you thought about what kind of mechanism you'd need?
I thought... What?
I'm sorry, please go on.
I can see you're annoyed.
I have thought about the details of this flight for some considerable time. And then you come along at virtually the last minute and start making adjustments. The drag lines are designed to keep the balloon at a constant height above the
earth. What if it comes down?
Franco, if it comes down, then the lines will act as ballast. When a sufficient length of the lines rests on the earth, the balloon will rise. I have calculated this. I have been over it.
But, Andre, isn't it the case that
experience, last-minute changes invariably fail. They introduce an element of improvisation, all to make us feel cheerful. I think that's what annoys me. If we were stronger, we wouldn't need such comfort.
Well, we can't all be as resolute as you.
I'd like a glass of beer. Anyone join me?
And there were no rivalries.
They complemented each other. Frankel was the horse. Strindberg was the artist.
And engaged.
Just before they left, to Miss Anna Chalier of Scania. He carried a portrait and a lock of her hair.
Where they returned to her?
I don't know. I wonder what happened to her afterwards. There's a story there.
Very romantic.
Certainly. Broken-hearted young woman waiting by the shore.
And André had no attachments.
No. The bracing rigors of polar exploration suited him far better. He was terrified of passion, and said so, frankly. They were the best of friends, Dr. Chide.
You admire them?
I envy them.
Why?
Allow yourself to be a little impressed. Think about the expedition. The plans, the preparations, the scale of the preparations. It was knowledge he was after. You've seen the inventories of the scientific equipment they took.
Yes.
They intended to measure everything. The atmosphere, the skies, the weather, the wildlife, the ice, the depth of the ice. They measured it everywhere they went. He even took a mirror so they could note the changes in their complexion at different altitudes.
It's touching.
Is it? Is that what it is? They were in love with observation. And the balloon itself was a technologist's dream. It couldn't fail.
Wind velocity?
Varying. Between 16 and 32 feet per second.
Yes.
I mean, it'll be stronger at 900 feet.
Yes.
What?
I think wait a little longer, don't you?
Why?
Then we'll check the balloon.
I think we should attempt it. Franco?
I'll go along with you, if you think...
Oh, Andre?
I don't know. If Franco, if you're uncertain...
No, I think we should go.
You've changed your mind?
What do you want to do?
If you think we should go. That's my position.
Good.
Mr. Andre!
Yes?
Have you decided to go?
My two friends are persuaded that this is a good time to start, and as I have no absolutely valid reason against it, I must agree to it, though with some hesitation.
Franco, is that a yes?
I think so.
Go up for that.
Strindberg and Franco, are you ready?
Yes.
Steady. Calm. I christen this balloon the Eagle. Three cheers for the king. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Cut away the ropes!
It went wrong immediately.
The drag lines Andre had designed became unscrewed and were jettisoned.
Was that bad planning?
It was an experiment.
Which failed.
Yes.
And that was significant, was it?
Well,
Mr. Stubbendall, what I'm asking is, what did losing the drag lines mean?
That the balloon would never reach the North Pole.
Height, 600 meters... Passing Holland and Nays. We're going into fog.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to be prepared to throw over more ballast than we'd hoped. But it can't be helped. What's the temperature?
1 degree.
She's dipping more than I thought.
We knew she'd do this.
Yes, but not to this extent.
Have some beer.
Thank you.
Franco?
Franco? We've fallen off. Come down.
Are you hungry?
No.
Look out below!
What's he doing?
Go get a
shower! He's
pissing. Franco! And no food for you.
Oh, who's cooking?
I am.
Oh, no, lost him.
Ah, we shall see, Franco. When you gaze upon the banquet I have prepared, you may change your tune. And would you do me the favor of buttoning up your trousers before you enter this haven?
They must have felt wretched.
Why?
They'd no sooner taken off than they were gazing at defeat.
There's no mention of that in the journals.
Oh, yes, the journals. Which you found, didn't you?
Yes. On White Island.
Andre! How the hell can anyone write thumping up and down like this?
Oh! The journal has to be kept up, Franco.
You can't even keep the pen on the page! We have been abandoned to the...
Not abandoned to anything. We have been obliged to throw out very much ballast today and have not had any sleep, nor been allowed any rest from the repeated bumpings against the ice. We probably cannot stand this much longer.
I'd agree with that. God!
Ow! You two go below. I really think you should.
Yes.
but you need rest.
Oh, we can't get it.
I've just taken an inventory of my clothes.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, may I? One Jaeger wool jersey, one Jaeger wool hunting shirt, a pair of pants, a blue army suit, a woolen lined leather waistcoat.
Can I see that waistcoat?
It's mine. Oh,
he's looking a bit shifty.
Frankel, you wouldn't get one of your arms through this.
Excuse me.
What?
Poor nature.
A pair of rather thin woolen stockings, a pair of wool and hair stockings, one cap woolen, a pair of fur-lined snow boots. God, have you finished?
Nearly. Thank you.
Good. We can expect to be going upwards soon, then.
What do you mean?
After you've unloaded all that ballast.
And then silence for 30 years. People must have wondered.
They searched. For a couple of summers, search parties were sent, but they didn't find anything.
Until White Island.
Yes. The Bratwurg was hunting for seals. They'd seen two and had gone after them. They came ashore. They'd killed them and were skinning them when the captain sent two young sailors to look for water.
What did they find?
A lid.
A lid?
Yes, the ice had melted. There was a lid from a saucepan lying there.
They were surprised.
They were when they turned round and saw the outline of a boat just half buried under the ice. And then they must have dragged at it and they found... Well, first, they found a boat hook with an inscription on it. Andre Polar Expedition, 1897. The captain said they were overcome.
The two sailors?
Yeah.
Well, what else did they find?
In the boat? Everything. It was packed up as though ready to leave. Two sledges, layers of stores neatly packed, all their scientific equipment. There were books of nautical tables, two shotguns, string, a workbox, sewing materials, clothing, a theodolite, a harpoon, hammers, files, all lying around, scattered like debris, a box containing a flag, an empty sledge, a handkerchief.
Hold on!
Safe? Frankel?
Fine.
Strindberg?
Yes.
Beautiful landing.
Thank you. Position?
82, 56 north, 29, 52 east.
I know we're tired, but I think we're going to have to unload onto the ice first. Yes?
Yes. Come on!
So, you hired a boat.
The Isbjorn.
What were you looking for?
I didn't know.
What kind of place is it?
It's hardly ever visited. It's too far north for the sealers. Even in summer, it's usually icebound. It's only in exceptional years that it thaws enough for a boat to get near.
1932.
Yes. Even then, it's easy to miss.
How?
At its center, there's a hill. It's always covered in ice, so from a distance, it's invisible.
They might never have been found, then.
That's right.
But you found them.
Strindberg and Andre had already been found by the crew of the Bratwurg. No, it was Frankel I discovered.
I think it's quite thick.
It looked it coming down.
Right to the direction.
We'll work it out.
When?
As we go. We take our bearings. South.
Andre, look at it.
We proceed south.
Pulling?
Certainly.
Strindberg's afraid of a little work.
No.
Yes,
Frankel.
What? Unload! Here!
Ah! Bastard, my foot!
Another one! Catch!
Don't! You're trying to impress me. You won't.
No one has ever stood here before. Where we are?
No. Well, then why would they?
On our journey back, I shall be expecting to find land.
A new island?
It's possible.
It's a thought.
Are you all right, Finger?
Yes. I'm tired.
Should we start?
Look at that boy. Good boy, Franco.
Good boy, Franco.
Andrei! Get his bear off me!
What? Sorry, I can't hear you.
I demand get him off!
Help! 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 Help!
Frankel's was the only skeleton in one piece.
What do you mean?
Both Andre and Strindberg had been disturbed.
Disturbed?
In Andre's case, only his upper torso remained. A shoulder blade, a leg and an arm bone were found some distance away. And Strindberg's head had been removed.
Huh. Well, what was it?
Bears had attacked the camp.
And you think that's how they died?
No, I don't. Frankel's skeleton was in one piece, and besides, Strindberg had been buried.
Buried?
Between two rocks, more rocks piled on top.
Hmm. Was there nothing at all to show how they might have died?
No, it was a mess. Everything was strewn around, where the ice had melted and left things, and bears had just wrecked the place. It was only after a while you could discern it had been a camp at all. At first it was just wreckage.
And three bodies?
Yes.
Two of which had been mutilated.
Is that the right word? I don't know. Something awful had happened to them.
Yes! Got him!
Yes! Well done!
It's a monster!
Franco, Strindberg, go in. I'm going to take a photograph.
Over here?
Just move right in.
Further?
Further in.
Like an English colonel standing over his kill, yes. Am I put like this?
What shall I do?
You? Well, you look admiringly at me.
Admiringly, I shot the damn thing!
You keep still!
I spotted him!
Listen, you
twerp! Move in together! Smile!
What about exhaustion?
They died on White Island. They knew where they were. Their march was over.
Well, what condition were they in?
They may have been exhausted, but they were still alive.
What is this?
Blood pancake.
Polar bear blood pancake, give it its full name.
It's very good. How do you do it?
It's from an old recipe my grandmother used.
Was she the one with the large canine?
Dear old granny.
That was my suggestion. What did you use?
Well, I mix it with oatmeal and fry in butter.
More.
More? You don't need more.
He's a growing boy.
Voila. Brains a fricassee, followed by ribs du jour and the coup de grace, tongue.
Strindberg.
Please, Mama.
Oh, my fork's broken.
I'll make you another.
There. Bon appetit. Grace?
What?
Grace! Before meals.
No excesses, surely. Anyway, we're already started.
May we continue?
Oh, good.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Oh, I know it's good.
I haven't washed.
What? I washed last week or the week before. And look at Frankel. He never washes, do you, Frankel?
What?
You see, that boy has an admirably simple approach to life.
Don't you want yours?
There.
Tomorrow we change direction. I mean, if that's satisfactory to you.
Why?
We're not getting anywhere.
I was considering...
Be honest.
Strindberg, please.
The ice is moving faster than we are.
What do you mean?
We march south, yes, but if the ice current moves north or west, what direction are we actually...
South?
Oh, dear God.
Strindberg, is this how...
The ice is moving faster than we are walking, you see?
We're going backwards?
Yes.
Now, instead of merely desecrating my ice...
Desecrate?
Strindberg, offer us your solution.
Go with it.
What?
Stop walking, float.
To what purpose?
We float backwards.
Not necessarily.
You're suggesting we commit ourselves to the current?
Why not? Frank, old chap, you're not just eating that out of politeness, are you?
And their weapons were still working when they died.
Yes, three rifles and a pistol, and I found boxes of cartridges.
So, no crisis in the larder.
Their camp was strewn with the remains of what they'd shot. They didn't starve.
Okay. Yes, we'll have to look elsewhere.
The official explanation. You've heard it.
They died of hypothermia.
Yes, as the winter came on.
You don't believe it.
The argument for them freezing to death was based, as far as I can tell, on some remark someone made about their clothing, that it was unsuitable.
Was it?
Well, possibly. At that time, it was believed that thick clothing was essential.
But now?
The idea is that you wear layers of clothes, even thin clothes, to trap the warm air.
So?
What?
Well, they still might have died from the cold.
That's possible. If you ignore their carefully stockpiled driftwood, chopped logs, and, 100 boxes of matches that were found.
And what were they using to cook with?
A primer stove.
Still in working order?
Yes, they brought it back to Stockholm. It boiled a litre of water in 6 minutes.
What about that tent?
Well, it had door flaps, and most Arctic tents have drawstrings.
What does that mean?
It means that it was drafty, but two or three bearskins were found in the tent area. They slept in a large fur-lined sleeping bag, which Andre assiduously mended. In fact, neither Frankel nor Andre were in their sleeping bag when they died. Had they been suffering from acute cold, they'd have crawled in, wouldn't they?
Well, couldn't their bodies have been dragged out by the bears? I mean, you said they'd been attacked.
Frankel hadn't. No, it looked like they'd just been overcome by something, as though they had no chance.
You mean as though they'd collapsed?
Yes, and more or less at the same time.
So, if I can... this is what you're saying. Strindberg had already died, and the other two had buried him when they were overcome at about the same time by something. And they died more or less together. Yes, is that it?
Yes.
So, what might that have been? Drag it.
I can't. What do you... Simba, shall we just... stop?
No.
We're safe.
No. Listen.
We're just...
If we stop... Look.
Then excuse me. Excuse me a moment.
Can I tell you something? Is it to do with Frankel's health?
Yes. Yes, he's ill.
I know he's ill. I was with him in the night. I gave him opium this morning.
He has stomach cramp and diarrhea.
Yes. We hope for better.
He has open sores on his feet.
We must all be men.
Yes, I know.
Well, then.
He knows.
I repeat. Well, then. We have no choice. How are you, Frankel?
Me? I'm well. I'm well.
Good. Strindberg will make us one of his lovely lunches soon. And we shall all feel better. What's on the menu today?
Chef, the last of the bear meat.
Good. Hey, Frankel. Can you still shoot?
No! Stop! She's gone through!
Frankel! Freezing!
Frankel!
Hold me!
I've got you!
I've got you!
Hold me! Help me!
Frankel!
Come on! I'll help!
You're about at last.
There's a fish. Where's my spade? I've got it. Killed him. I killed him.
You have a theory.
What?
You're listening, but your mind is obviously busy, Dr. Tried. I'm saying you have a theory.
Yeah. Of a sword.
Oh.
What?
Cramp.
Where?
Stomach.
You want opium?
Yes. I was dreaming.
It's here.
On a hill of ice, and it got steeper. I was walking.
Here.
And it was turning.
Was it? Here.
And there was no.
Don't worry.
Oh, I wasn't worried.
Right. Good night.
Oh, I've got to get outside.
What?
And, oh, I shit myself. Oh!
Christ,
a bear.
Frankel.
What?
Frankel, bring your rifle.
What?
Bring your rifle!
It was something sudden.
Yeah.
Something unforeseeable. Catastrophic.
Yes. I have wondered.
Yes.
What if they were poisoned by fumes from the primer stove?
Overcome?
Yes. I mean, if Strindberg had died from causes unknown and the other two...
In the tent.
...had suddenly collapsed, it would account for why they weren't in the sleeping bag.
Right. Yes, but for that to happen...
What?
Well, the tent would have had to have been airtight.
What?
Wouldn't it? Yeah, for them to...
Yeah.
Yes, well, you said it was drafty. You said it wouldn't seal properly.
Well, it snows.
Hmm?
Listen... It snows heavily during the night, and it drifts against the door flap. It seals the tent.
Hmm. Is that what you think happened?
It's possible.
Right, so let's just... they die from fumes. They overcome, they die. The stove does what? Burns on, yes? So, 1932, the camp's discovered. Presumably the fuel had all gone, was it?
What?
Was the stove empty?
As a matter of fact, it wasn't.
It had fuel in.
It was nearly full.
It was nearly full? Is that it?
Unless...
What?
After they died, a strong draft blew the flame out.
A strong draft?
Yes.
But you said the tent was sealed by a snowdrift.
It blew away. All right. What's your theory, then?
They could have gone on.
What?
Instead...
Well, they didn't want to.
They came to White Island.
The ice floes were breaking up. They could hear them like rifle shots. They decided to see winter out.
But what is it you want? I want you to show me your museum. I never wanted money. Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes, money. Quantities of money.
No.
Of course. Frankel, you see. Frankel, are you awake?
Yes.
How much room do you want?
All of it.
Ah, now that is the attitude of a rich man. It's a secret. Did you know, Andre? Frankel was the son of a Lithuanian millionaire.
Really?
Really. And he lost his inheritance. Tell him, Frankel.
Strindberg, you're talking. What are you saying?
He turned down a commission in the army to come on this expedition. Now, is that true or not?
It's not true.
Can you deny it?
I once owned a business. You know that? I bought a mechanical works. Couldn't bear it. I sold it. You had to deprecate your rivals.
What does that mean?
You had to pull shit off them.
Oh.
Anything you wanted to buy, you had to... To say what you had to imply is rubbish. This is rubbish, so you could get it cheaper, even if you knew it was good. That's what you had to say. I couldn't do that.
Good.
Business is not for me.
No, me. The business wouldn't have you, Frankel. You have to be able to count.
What would you be doing if you were at home right now?
I'd be playing my violin.
Oh, God.
Beethoven. Beethoven.
Ah, yes.
Are you ready?
Strindberg.
Frankel.
What?
Late. And. Oh, good Lord, that is absolutely appalling. What kind of orchestra are you? It's a bloody nightmare.
I was thinking.
What?
When I was at home. Sunday morning.
Your forest?
Yes. Take a tram out with my brother's started. He'd be about by six.
Really? Your brothers are like you?
We hike hard till noon, lunch, bread, cheese, at the foot of a pine. We drink from a stream and...
Yeah?
And then we lie back. And I'd know that a glass of beer was waiting for me at home. And a bar.
Get the bar and have the beer, though.
No, it's mine, you bastard.
Give me a sip, then.
All right. Just one sip. Yeah.
Oh, that was wonderful. Andre, you're quiet.
Well, you must be missing something.
My books. Since I've been here, it's odd. I've had the distinct feeling that my eyeballs were actually aching to read something.
Your eyeballs?
Just as though they missed print. I would be at home, outside on the veranda... It's a summer day, and I'm sitting there with a book on my knee. Yes. This is it.
Yes.
How long have you been curator?
15 years.
I've seen pictures, but to be confronted by them.
We'd like more space.
I have a strange feeling in museums, don't you? Well, no, you probably don't. I mean, you work here, but I have a feeling of eavesdropping on... Right, I'm sorry. We've established that they didn't die of hunger, nor cold, nor carbon monoxide poisoning, yet they were overcome by something. Well, I think we can dismiss the complicated murder scenario.
Thank you.
What's left?
Your theory, Dr. Tried?
Yes.
And what did you say you were a doctor of?
Trichinosis.
What is it?
It's a disease caused by a small roundworm, Trichinella spiralis.
Is that what you spend your days studying?
It enters the body when that person eats meat, particularly inadequately cooked meat. It anchors itself to the intestine wall, where it reproduces. In about a month, anything up to 1,500 baby worms will reach the bloodstream.
You're saying that's what happened?
The first symptoms would be gastric disorders, diarrhea. Andre and the others were ill soon after they shot and ate their first bear.
But is it fatal?
It can be.
And you say that's what killed them?
It's possible.
How?
The worms take up residence in the muscles. They encapsulate themselves in cysts. They can even enter brain tissue. A person will be overcome by severe muscular pain, then lethargy and extreme weakness before succumbing to something like pneumonia or typhus.
Would this be gradual or sudden?
Or gradual, probably.
Well, all three had just pushed three sledges for 6 weeks across probably the worst terrain in the world.
They were shooting bears and eating them the whole way.
Amongst other things.
They were eating pounds of it every day, and some of it completely raw. L'André says it tasted like oysters.
Oh, all right. It's another theory.
That's right. But I might be able to prove it. Now look over here.
Yeah.
And this was found at the camp on White Island.
Yeah. Bones of polar bears.
Frozen. And can you see?
Yeah.
You can still see little bits of meat on them. That's enough. Enough.
The rocks are heavy.
He doesn't feel them.
Heavy for me to lift.
Are you ill, Frankel?
No. My legs ache.
Yes. We'll go back to the tent.
Bears. Look.
Where?
They're looking at us.
What? Where's your gun?
In the tent.
Keep it by you.
You're saying there could be some of these eggs still on them?
It's possible. We could look together.
How do you mean?
I scrape some meat off.
What?
A little. I make up a plate. Look.
Your microscope?
Yes.
I thought it was a suitcase.
Just a hypothesis.
I know.
Until we test it.
Here, André. Have some coffee.
I've been, I would like to write something to his fiancée. Hmm.
Say he died like a gentleman.
Gentleman?
Yes. Say he died bravely.
Would that help her?
I don't know.
What if I say the wrong thing?
Yeah. Leave it then.
What?
Leave it till we get back. Andre, the truth is she'll marry someone else. Won't she?
Is that important?
Well, women survive. To have their children.
Is that biologically?
Biologically, certainly. Biologically. That's the word I wanted. You wouldn't catch a woman walking across the Arctic pulling a sledge stuffed with bits of rock and moss, would you? Men? Queuing up. See, a woman in her ignorance would consider it...
Irrelevant to biology?
Yes, irrelevant. And I was going to say, stupid.
I see.
So, so what could you say to Strindberg's fiancé?
Nothing.
Drink your coffee.
There. It's ready now. You want to look first?
What am I looking for?
Eggs?
No. After you.
Okay.
Do you ever wonder to what extent any of this matters?
What?
All this inquiry. Hmm? When I was standing on the shore of White Island and I looked out across the same rocks they would have looked out on, I thought I heard their voices. They were cheerful. I envied them. For what they'd been through, for their companionship and a shared endurance, which had brought them to a land we can hardly imagine. White Island. What have you found?
Cricanella spiralis.
And I wished I'd been there, even at the end. Don't you wish that? Don't you wish you could have lived like that?
I should get inside the bag, Franco. If you will, get inside. We must rest. Hmm? Are you asleep? Well, good. When they find us, what will their first words be? They will say, "Thank God we've found you at last." You think? They'll take us back by boat. And as we enter Stockholm, there will be crowds of people and all waving. Oh, you won't believe it. And Franco, such cheering.